What General Bayon has called, the Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life, and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. Go, fury, and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can't stand up to him, all Europe may be free, and the light of the world may move forward into broad sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have owned and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister, perhaps more protracted by the likes of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves, that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth lasts for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
What General Vaillant has called, the Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. So, fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be free, and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty. So bear ourselves, that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.